Good evening, American Fork. This is Rick McEnany from Clark County, Nevada. It is a pleasure and a privilege to be here with you at the Bridgerland Band Festival. I want to wish the best of luck on your performance this evening. I'm very much looking forward to seeing and hearing what you've got for us tonight, and I'll be adjudicating in the area of visual effect. Here we go. Here we go. Both an interesting and a very pretty opening set. Okay, that's... Here we go. Okay, what's our level of commitment here to the dance work and the folks coming forward, the guard coming in forward there, doing a really great job of saying that. Okay, now I'm seeing a far. Yeah, there we go. Now I'm starting to believe. I'm starting to believe now. Yeah. Okay, there's clearly some training going on here. Okay. And you play saxophone. Okay. Okay, so for all of the very cool beginning that was, and now there's a moment. The build into the wind set was fairly haphazard. Now we've done a great job once we've gotten into it, so I would be interested to see that again to see if there maybe something I missed there, that there was something. This expansion is quite amazing. Well done. The color palette's just gorgeous. Just gorgeous. Nothing like covering the entire field with beautiful pink, you know. Yeah. Okay. All right, so we got to make sure there that as we are approaching the direction and style changes there, that we are in fact not telegraphing early, and to move forward to that. So with a design that's as clearly sophisticated as this one, we're going to want to make sure that we are achieving the level of individual execution that's going to really make it happen. All right, that's probably the coolest follow me drill I've seen in a long time. But same thing, follow me drill. Just follow me drill. We've got to make sure that the execution of it, the individual execution of it, is as strong as what this is. This is set in, and it's just stunning. And so it's stunning all the way around. So we've got to make sure that we're going for that same level of sophistication. The same level of sophistication we're seeing through the design is consistent. So we have to make sure that the level of execution individually and as the group is at the same level, because otherwise what's going to happen is we're not going to get either the points we deserve for execution nor the points that we deserve for GE or for visual
EV.
Just doing a really beautiful job that we're doing, in supporting both the melodic and the overall feel of what's going on. We're just, we got a lot of moving parts here, but yet they're moving together and creating, a pretty unified whole, which I appreciate there. So we've clearly spent some time on working on the alternative ways of marching around here, or I should say moving around here, and that's very much appreciated and adds a great deal both to the repertoire and that just pulled my focus completely. Go through that. Yeah, we're having some trouble with the back stride, back around the back hash 40-yard line side one. Yeah, that's going to be a spot you're going to take a look at. It's just from a performance standpoint. Wow. Yeah, okay. The crowd pretty much is, got it there. It is certainly working for you. I appreciate both the way that we're putting these ideas together, and the way in which the students are taking personal responsibility for doing it right, and that's making it up here. So now that we're getting that out of the way here early in the season, I really feel like the ability to move forward on there, to move to the next level, which, you know, communication and emotion is going to just be that much stronger. Okay, that was cleverly done. I love smart. Okay, so as we're bringing the props out here, it just we've got to get to the point where we don't look like we're just hauling out big new props. So I'm sure that's coming at some point in the near future. But you know, that's it. The interpretive elements that we're doing, you know, here are really quite engaging. Yeah, okay, so the performance level and engagement level of the pod over on the back of side one is not as strong as some of the other things that are going on. The content is good, the execution is not there yet. Okay. Okay, yeah, I love smart. I love smart, I love clever. Beautifully done. Beautifully done. Yeah, and we were able to not only maintain the intensity, but we were able to build the intensity, both visually and when the music was able to maintain and build, and we were able to do that, and that was almost exclusively due to the work of the color guard. So kudos to you. Okay, so yeah, that build into the straight line there once again. Before we start the run step, you know, I mean, that's a section that, and then yeah, the build into these. Yeah, we just we're not exhibiting the same level of performance clarity here that we have been earlier in the show. Okay, so nice job there with the interpretation of the rifle through the woodwinds. Once again, then we had one of those transitions where it just basically looks like the woodwinds are running for their lives. So we've got to do a better job of determining those paths so that we don't have that transitional kind of look. Build this. Once again, I really appreciate the fact that a great deal of care has been taken to be able to not only sustain levels of intensity, but to build them, and that's not easy. And I'm pretty blown away with your both your ability to design that and your ability to perform it. That was a bucket of backstride that was done pretty well. Yeah, some tempo control issues there, side one to side two, as we built into the company fronts. And then once again here, we've got some tempo, some interval control issues all the way across. But, you know, who cares, right? So it's the level of detail that's really going to do it here. With the design is sophisticated and this amazing, it's really going to come down to the level of the individual performance level, and then once we get to achieve that, the individual communication level that we're able to get up into the press box. And I think that's going to be the challenge for this group, because clearly the show is outstanding. So now can we keep every show, every rehearsal, getting something better, which I sincerely believe you will. I would love to see this show at the end of the season to go through. Okay, so there's a couple of those transitional places that I would really think you'd be good for you to take a look at, and then, you know, go from there. So big fun, and I can't tell you how much I enjoyed seeing your show tonight, and I look forward to the next time.